Welcome back to week two of the Fanalyze Fan Engagement and Fan Experience weekly roundup of what's making news in fan engagement around the world. A couple of ideas this week that were quite interesting. West Ham United in the Premier League are doing retro programs for each of their games this year at the Boyle in their final season there before they switch over to the Olympic Stadium in London. The Melbourne Stars have recently joined Snapchat, and they've recently got the Watermelon Kid. If you can remember, the Watermelon Kid was a kid they captured on cameras eating a whole watermelon. That was quite an interesting thing, and now they're on Snapchat as well. The Phoenix Suns have done something interesting. They had a 90s themed night and asked their fans to page in a pager, and basically they could score tickets to that 90s themed game, so that was a pretty cool idea that they had there as well. It's been a good week in the NFL as well, with the Saints in the NFL doing their Saints Dog of the Week on social media. That's where they get a dog and people can dress them up in all their fan gear, and they'll have a Saints Dog of the Week, so that's a pretty cool idea. The NBL had their Heritage Round with lots of teams wearing throwback jerseys to the 90s. Lots of giveaways as well. Good to be able to see that the Townsville Crocs, for instance, gave away a whole bunch of free shirts as well to fans, as well as a lot of freebies. Moving on to the Australian Open that's just kicked off on Monday here in Melbourne, Australia. It's really interesting to see what the Australian Open's done in this year as well for one of the best fan engagement experiences in the world, I believe anyway. And they've got everything from their new kids zone with inflatable pool toys and inflatable kids activations there as well. They've got open sessions with local Australian artists playing there as well. Free pedicabs, so you can catch a pedicab ride from the centre of Melbourne to the Rod Laver Arena and Melbourne Tennis area. And they've also been able to give fans the ability to snap an AO selfie. What's also been good has been the Australian Open Twitter emojis as well, which have been really good as well. There's been a Leighton Hewitt inspired one and a couple of other interesting ones as well. And just seeing from a couple other things that the Australian Open done, they've got free phone charging there, they've got Autograph Island, they've got Kids Hot Shot Tennis, where kids can go and play tennis, the Social Shack, activations by lots of local sponsors as well. You can even do behind-the-scenes tours at the actual Australian Open as well, so you can book in and do a tour of the grounds while the tennis is on, which is a great thing as well. They're actually giving massages away to fans as well. There's a Fitbit challenge, so you can challenge yourself in the Fitbit arena there playing tennis as well. And the Sydney Blue Sox in the Australian Baseball League have recently also had their all-you-can-eat hot dog offer at their ABL games in Sydney as well. The Australian Netball Diamonds have also recently announced that their full match replays against England in the upcoming netball series will be available free for Telstra customers on demand there on their phones. And they're getting fans to be able to send in their messages of support for the teams as well. Also, the Gold Coast Titans on the Gold Coast in the NRL are holding a bit of a sleepover at the stadium there. And there's a lot of other things happening all over the world for fan engagement. If you see something interesting, make sure you tag me at Mr. Blair Hughes on Twitter, or shoot me an email, blair@audioboom.com, and we'll make sure that we can get some of those interesting ideas up and there from around the world. Thanks for listening.